I'm Rachel Gray.
I'm Debbie Ratcliffe.
And welcome to Speak. Speak is artists with developmental disabilities telling their own stories. Today on Speak, you'll be hearing from Charisse Rain. Early on in creating this episode, Charisse said she wanted to tell the story of her journey with art, and at the same time, that she doesn't like to talk about herself, that she likes to let her art speak for her. Debbie, I've heard you say the same thing, that you like to let your painting speak for you, and I'm wondering, why is that?
For me, I think my artwork speaks louder than I can on what I want to say. If I talk about my innermost feelings, sometimes I get very emotional. So I let my artwork speak for me most of the time.
Charisse's episode is an exploration of how to talk about yourself without talking about yourself. The tension between being seen and hiding. Charisse has woven together a story about her own journey with art, through the voices of others, through her artwork, and through her own voice, too. The idea of letting your visual art speak for you is hard in this non-visual medium. In this episode, you'll be hearing from Charisse, from M, her support in the studio, and from Charisse's mom, Cheryl. You'll also be hearing from Charisse's work, through the voices of people experiencing it. Okay, here we go.
Hi, my name is Charisse Rain. I like to do art. I do painting and digital art and photography. I've had challenges, but I've always found ways to adapt and create.
Part 1, Charisse and M.
Okay, so we're going. So, this is the question, Charisse. What is the relationship between you, Charisse, and myself, M. Southwood, at Being Studio? What is our relationship? Like, is there a reason why you chose me to be a part of your podcast, which I am so honored to be a part of?
Thank you. Because you've seen me grow as an artist.
I wanted to let you know what I thought about our relationship. I had to think about it because it just seemed like we clicked right away.
Yes.
Right? So I can say that the relationship between Charisse and I began as a sort of partnership with a mutual purpose, experimentation and discovery. It was like that was the goal.
Yes.
And I knew that was your goal as soon as you rolled into the room.
Yes.
Because of that initial unspoken agreement, a rapport came easily. There was this amazing sense of humor, and we just had fun all the time.
Yes.
And I think from that, real trust started to build.
Yes.
Good. I love that you're saying yes to all of that.
Yes. How would you describe me?
So many amazing ways. So can I start with when I first met you?
Yes.
It was like a ray of sunshine had entered the room. You have such a joyful way about you. We found out, like, I think right from day one, how curious you are about art and everything creative. You were, you know, open to trying every technique you could possibly try.
Yes.
So whatever was suggested, the answer was, yes, please. When I see your art, I feel happy, energized. I think it's one of those things that if you saw it at the start of the day, it would give you, you know, what you needed, a good dose of like sunshine for the day. Yeah, because like I said, you were like sunshine walking in, and I think that all of that comes out in your art, no matter what it is.
How does art make you feel?
art make me feel? Oh, wow. I think it does all those things that you joining the program do. It makes me energize. It makes me think. That's what makes my day, every day. Art makes my day, definitely. Makes my life. Art makes my life, I can say that.
Yes.
Do you feel the same about for you?
Yes.
Yeah? How does art make you feel, Charisse?
It makes me feel really happy.
Image description. Here is how M sees Charisse's photograph of a covered bridge in Wakefield.
Charisse's photography is quite recent. Though the camera is physically positioned by someone supporting her, it is done under Charisse's careful instruction until what is in the frame is what she wants in the frame. When I look at the photograph of the Wakefield landscape with the covered bridge, I am struck by the beautiful composition of how the color, lines, and form all come together. Charisse has a wonderful eye for detail. I am also struck by her choice of vantage point, that she has chosen to put the viewer on this winding roadway, not yet reaching the destination of the photograph's focal point, the red covered bridge. It's a little mysterious, not fully knowing what lies ahead.
Part 2, Charisse and Cheryl.
I'm Cheryl, 14, 18, enough to be Charisse's mom. And I've known Charisse for a few years, about 33. I'm her mommy. Yeah, Cheryl Antoine. I describe myself as being grounded. I describe myself as being passionate about others. And in terms of my children, definitely 100. And no matter how old they get, I'm still always, you know, looking out for them kind of thing. And in terms of what I am and what I do, I believe in people. I don't have too much patience with them right now, but the world has changed. And it's a bit sad, but I still want to be strong. I still don't want to give up, because I think that tomorrow, I don't know which tomorrow it is, but I think tomorrow we will see light again. Wouldn't be the same light as we had seen before, but we will see light. And if I give up, I wouldn't be there for it. I keep begging to be here for a long, long, long time, because I want to make sure that Reese is independent. Her growth is important to me. What she believes, what she thinks, how people perceive her is very, very important to me. And I want her to be that brilliant light that I know she is, but sometimes she hides. And so I don't want to be championing her in front. I want to be able to champion from the side. So as to who I am, I guess I will be sort of the shovel. Instead of the rake pulling, I want to be the shovel, you know? I guess that's who I am.
How would you describe me?
I describe you as a really brilliant light. I describe you as somebody who is loving, who is smart, who is caring, who is a little bit too shy. But I describe you as somebody who you're so loyal. You don't even know what it is to not be loyal, you know. And what I find about you is that you can't even tell a fib to back up somebody. if you want the truth, you have Charisse. If you don't want the truth, like, shh, don't even talk to her, because she is going to speak the truth, you know. And you like that. And I don't understand, for as young as you've been, and in terms of how you've gone into religion and taken it wholeheartedly, and how you see through things, you're something else. You know, you're really a sum of a lot of things. And so as a person, I will see you as a friend. You know, like, I like you. And not because you're my daughter, I just like you. So obviously I love you, but I like you a lot.
Thank you for saying that. That's very nice of you.
It's true, though. Yeah, it's true. It's true about you, you know? But you're welcome. Yeah.
What do you see when you look at my own?
I feel this is a girl who knows what she wants. Mm-hmm. I feel this is a person who, a young lady who has a yearning to do, really to develop more. And I see what is not in me. Because I don't have your skill, you know what I mean? So I see a lot of good stuff, a lot of positive, and I see, given the absolute right platform, that your signature will be on works in people's homes, on people's shoulder, on people's bags, and different things like that. That's what I see. Oh, your work.
Thank
with you.
I did make you feel.
So I see art as something that a person expresses themselves, and we are lucky to receive it and let it become part of our space. I remember you over Christmas time when you were home that, Cherise, we should be going to bed now. Well, let me finish this now. We should be good. Then 8 in the morning, you still all night. And then we might as well have breakfast now before I go to bed. Because complete night, you remember? Because I got her the art line numbers, but it was intricate. And it was massive.
Yes.
And she just was like, the clock kept ticking and ticking and ticking, and Mama just kept going. So I see it as a whole lot of therapy, a whole lot of joy, and as a positive, you know?
Image description. Here is how M and Cheryl see Cherise's digital portrait series.
I see the joyful energy radiating from Cherise, as well as her excitement and sense of playfulness expressed through the photographed image. There are many images in this self-portrait series, and I have seen versions where Cherise has chosen to almost completely conceal herself. So what strikes me most about these are the exuberance and revelation of herself. She's not hiding. She's put herself in the spotlight, having either encircled herself or adding rays of color emanating from her as if she is the sun itself. These photos remind me of a party. Fireworks, confetti, and Cherise looks as if she is celebrating herself.
Well, that looks like you, Cherise, sort of in a pod, and as though you're spewing color. You know, that's my observation. It's just as though a color virus. It's like a color virus. You have no mask, no filter on your art face, and you're just spewing out colors there, different colors there, you know, and that's what I see.
Image description. Here is what M and Cheryl see in Cherise's painting titled "Happy."
The final piece. Oh my gosh, this wonderful acrylic painting. Cherise has such an amazing sense of color and light and texture, and it's on full display in this piece. Seeing this painting lights me up. It has radiance and playfulness, but is also an example of her thoughtful consideration of her choices.
That there, that's the real deal. Like the other ones there, you were like, okay, I'm just practicing. I'm just keeping my colors around me. There you put all the colors to it, and that's an explosion of color. You know, it's just not even a kaleidoscope. It's an explosion of color. And you know what? Every color has its place. Every color stands on its own in there and yet come together to make that lovely piece, you know? And that there, that's art. That's you. That's the person I know. That's the kind of work that I know that you can do just anytime, mm-hmm. or, you know, and then some. Mm-hmm. That's it. Color, 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 blue, pinks. It's just and nobody could not have that around them and not feel good and not enjoy it. Mm-hmm. Yellow, blue, orange. It's just wow. Mm-hmm. You know, that's all I can say about that. Wow. That's a wow piece. That's my baby. Yeah, that's you. It's such a love, you know, it makes you feel a certain type of love. I mean, I can't compare it to chocolate, which I love so much. It's just a love on a different level all by itself. And it's a piece that if you didn't want that piece, something is wrong with you. You know, something is really wrong with you because you have a taste of a touch of everything that is good right there. In the crazy, crazy, crazy world that we have, that's the bright side of it. That's the upside to what's going on now. The upside in terms of fire, the upside in terms of water, the upside in terms of the sun. It's brilliant in terms of the blackness is muted. So even we have darkness going on around us now in the world, that dark is muted. It's overtaken by, it's in its place, but it's overtaken by all that color. And it just mesmerizes you. Regards, like, I know what you're doing now in terms of the, let's call it the colorful virus, you know, that's spewing around your face. What do you need to do to get back that piece that we saw just now with that explosion and merging of all that color and that kind of art? What do you need to get that to be your offering to the world day after day?
Well, I like people to see different parts of my art. Like that is good, but it's like different parts. Like,
okay.
Yeah.
In terms of the ones there where you like are.
But I need all of the art. Yeah. I like people to see. Cause that's only one part of.
Yeah, what do you think somebody would want to see in terms of where you want to go, right? Do you still want to do art that will be like on scarves and on bags and different things like that? Do you still want to produce that kind of art? Do you still want to grow that way?
Yes, but I want people to see different versions of my art, not just one part of.
I understand that. But you know what? What I'm looking at, in terms of what, okay, let's say in terms of you wanting to do commercial art, for example.
Okay.
What do you think, if somebody come in and they would see a piece with you, your face.
Yes.
With the spikes of color coming in.
Yes.
And they would see something with art.
No,
I understand what you're saying, but listen to what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
What do you think would be the attractive thing? Because when we're doing something, we do something that we don't do it for ourselves.
No, I'm not doing it for
like. We do it for others and perception for others, what they will receive. What is marketable? In terms of thing there, so how do you see yourself going forward in terms of having product that's marketable?
The self portrait is still me. I want them to see that kind of art comes from me, you know.
Okay, and what about the other one? Would they not show that it comes from you as well, without your picture being in it?
Yes,
yes,
yes, but that I want them to see that I can do art around myself. I can make art on myself too.
You know, as an artist, people, anything you do, people criticize and people will applaud and people will have a different mindset, right? How you feel if everybody doesn't respond to your art in a positive way? How would that make you feel?
That's a good, because I know not everybody likes everything.
Okay. So you're okay with that?
I'm okay with that.
Okay. So that means, you know what? That means they'll always continue to grow.
Yeah.
Because if it doesn't daunt you, you know, that somebody isn't receptive and you understand what you say there, that you understand it, everybody, that means you'll always be growing because you wouldn't let that phase you. So that's good.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I feel like we are getting a good sense of who Charisse is from the people around her, but it also feels incomplete. It leaves me wondering what Charisse would say about herself, how she sees herself and her journey with art.
She's always as I've known her, in terms of, you know, like, she's not one to, as I said, blow their own horn. I mean, you didn't take after your father, and that was all. Do you understand why it is necessary, though?
Yeah. I just don't like to do it.
Put it this way, it's like going to the doctor and saying what's with you. Instead of saying what's wrong with you, you're saying what's good with you, what's right with you, so that people know who you are. Right? I won't keep you guys back on that. When she was small and we had to go to speech therapy and stuff like that, and she would go to, we always had to be at the rehab for different things, and, you know, she wouldn't be, they'd be asking her things and she's not answering, or she's like thing and whatnot. And I remember one day, this guy Mark, remember Mark?
He was the
therapist, and he had to go out of the room for something, and she started as she normally would with me, and what's the matter with them? Da-da-da-da-da. And she, so Mark came back, but he had to come on this side, so he captured the real Charisse. And when he came back into the room, he said, wait a minute. Yeah. He said, this is you? And I'm saying that you got totally different, because they were gone. And she's like, mommy, what is the matter with them? And she's talking and she's just herself, you know, because they really didn't know who she was. You have a lot that people would know and they'll be surprised and they could only know from you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, you're going to the social doctor, not the medical doctor, to say who you are, but what's good with you. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Good.
Part 3, Charisse.
I like my art to speak for itself. I'm a little bit shy when I first meet someone, but I can open up after getting to know them. That's why this podcast is such a big accomplishment, because I found it very, very challenging to do. I wanted people to see me, the woman behind the art. I want to show how my energy is like my art. It's a photo of me that I've added colorful lines to make it seem like I'm bursting with color. I find inspiration all around. It makes me feel good, happy, and proud to call myself the artist.
This episode of Speak featured Charisse Rain. Speak is hosted by Debbie the Dragon Ratcliffe. Produced and co-hosted by Rachel Gray. Episode music by Michaela Gordon. Our consulting editor is Allie Graham. Our mix editor is Aaron Flynn. We gratefully acknowledge the support of the Canada Council for the Arts. Bye!